24-year-old Joseph Jeffrey Bryce, a college dropout, was sentenced 2 years ago for terrorism-related crimes. Before he was arrested and tried in Spokane federal court, however, Bryce had nearly killed himself in 2010 when a bomb he built blew up prematurely. He was described as a terrorist sympathizer who idolized American terrorist Timothy McVeigh and Islamic jihadists. He posted YouTube videos called Strength of Allah several years ago and even started a conversation on an Al-Qaeda-associated website with someone named Abu Harith. Trouble is, Abu Harith turned out to be an undercover FBI agent. When Bryce was badly injured by his own bomb in 2010, a Whitman County deputy decided not to file charges because he believed the young man had learned a hard lesson. But the FBI by that time was investigating him on tips about his interest in bomb making. His latest setback came when he filed a demand to suppress evidence, about 300 pages of documents, seized from his prison cell. He claimed that was a violation of his Fourth Amendment rights. Federal appeals court judges, however, scoffed at that, saying that Bryce has no expectation of privacy in prison, therefore he cannot make a claim of a warrantless search under the Constitution. They also made short work of his demand to remove the judge and the U.S. Attorney's Office in Spokane from his case. Despite his online flirtation with Islamic jihadists, federal officials now believe that he was really just trying to find an audience for his bomb-making expertise. I'm Tom Bacon.